First of all, were you drafted or did you enlist for World War One?
Did I what?
Were you drafted or did you
drafted.
Enlist? How did you feel about that?
Well, I didn't like it. No, I don't think very many of them did want to go.
Uh-huh.
But I know that I had to go, so it was no use of trying to get out of it. I didn't try to get out of it at all. I just simply, when the time came, I quit my job and went.
Okay. How long did you train at Camp Custer?
I don't
Three
know.
3 weeks.
Not very long. Not less than a few weeks, probably.
No.
And we went to Battle Creek, where we went.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about your training experience there?
Oh, I don't know, not so much. And then from there we went.
Well,
you must have went across then. Went to New York, went across to England. From England we were there training a little while, and we piled in the boat and went to Russia.
Were you quarantined when you were in training?
Pardon?
Were you quarantined?
Yeah.
Well, what was that all about?
Well, see, we had the flu epidemic in there too while we'd gone on our trip.
Was that at Camp Custer you had an epidemic?
That was on after we left England.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them they had to carry them off the boat down there. And we was in there for a while, in Russia for a while, on guard duty. And on Armistice Day, we went to the front line for the first time.
My
opinion's all clean to you.
Oh, wow.
And we did that, we sure like that.
Okay, what did you think your orders would be after you finished training at Camp Custer? Where did you think you were going?
Well, we didn't know, I guess.
Did you think you would be going to France?
Well, no, we know we wouldn't be going to France, but we went as far as England, they picked out our company to go to Russia for some reason, I don't know why. See, I guess there's about, five or six companies went to Russia. I don't know if for sure about that, though.
When you were in Camp Custer, though,
While
you were in Camp Custer, before you went to England, where did you think you would be going?
Where'd we go?
Where did you think you would be going?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, sure. We probably didn't know. They probably don't tell you everything, you know.
Okay. Do you remember the voyage across the Atlantic to England and the Northumberland?
No, guess not.
When you left from New Jersey? Go to England? It was a British boat?
No, we went to England from New York.
Uh-huh.
And there we was in the camp for a while.
What do you remember about England?
Well, I don't know. Didn't like any of it, tell the truth about it.
Did you continue training there?
Yeah.
Did you feel like when you were training in Camp Custer that you were being adequately prepared for battle, or was it all rushed and hurried?
Well, I guess most of it, I don't think we knew what we were going to do.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when they want to just pile on the boat and you part of the time, I guess you don't know where you're going.
Okay. When did you first realize that you would be going to Russia?
I don't know. I guess when they left England. We knew we were going to Russia then.
You knew when you left England, or did you find out on the boat? Or at
I don't know for sure about that, I wouldn't say.
Okay. What did you know about Russia at that time, before you were there?
What did we know about it?
Yeah.
Not very much, I guess. I guess we didn't know what where we were going, or what it was, or anything. It was just a godforsaken country. That's all I can say for it.
Did you know anything about Bolshevism at that time?
No. You see, we were sent over there to guard ammunition and guns, as far as we know.
Uh-huh.
And before we got there, well, Bolshevik Army revolution broke out in Russia, and they had most of our guns and ammunition, using it on us.
Did anyone give you any lectures or give you any information to prepare you for what you'd encounter in Russia?
No, I guess not. Not that I know of.
So you just went over there cold, so to speak, huh?
I know that we went on the train, got on the train at Bakarytsa, and rode all night on the train. And then we got off the train, and the next morning we started out, and we was on a 4-day hike, 4 days to where we wanted to go. 5 days, really, to tell the truth about it. We hiked 4 days, 4 days right straight. Mud and snow and everything else. That's when we was going to the front line.
Do you remember what ship you sailed to Russia on?
Pardon?
Do you remember what ship you sailed to Russia on?
No.
Is it the Nagoya?
Lot of names that I don't remember, you know. It's
okay. Do you remember anything about the Spanish flu epidemic on that boat?
Well, not too much. I know I was sick for one.
Oh. Did a doctor come and treat you and give you medicine?
Give you a couple pills is all. I got off the boat. Well, they didn't carry me. I walked off the boat, but I laid in the bunk there for about 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh. Did anybody attend to you at that time?
Yeah, some brought me some deep once in a while.
So what would you say then about the quality of the medical care at that time?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know too much about that.
Well, did you feel that you were well looked after?
Pardon?
Did you feel that they were looking after you pretty good when you were sick?
Yeah.
Did they have enough medicine?
Well, I don't know.
That's
what they had.
Okay.
I don't know.
When you got to Archangel, what would you say was the initial reaction of the Archangel residents to the American troops' arrival?
Well, I don't really understand what you mean.
When you landed in Archangel, there were, you know, 5,000 American troops coming to this city. And how did the Archangel residents react to that?
I don't know, really. I don't know.
Okay. Right after you landed, battalions 1 and 3 left directly for the front, the 1st and 3rd battalions. What did you think that they were going off to do? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. What were your first impressions of the city? The city of Archangel. Do you remember any, do you have any impressions left from that city?
No.
How about the people, the Russian people? What do you remember about them?
Well, they was all right, I guess. You know, in this pretty hard conditions for them living, you know. There's just a lot of them didn't get what they had to have, I don't suppose. I don't know. And the living conditions was pretty bad, we know that. So was ours.
What were your first duties while you were an Archangel? Or Bakarytsa? Before you left for the front during September and October.
He was on guard duty then for a while, before we left the front lines. Guard duty then.
What were you guarding?
Well, some public places, you know, so on. And guarding guns and ammunition and all that stuff and supplies. And,
supplies?
Yeah.
Was that very exciting job or what? Did anything ever happen?
It was kind of a lonesome job in a way.
Did you ever see any Bolshevik prisoners in the city of Archangel?
Yeah. I and another guy took two Bolshevik prisoners from our headquarters to Molodorsky or someplace like that.
Oh, really?
I and two guys took two prisoners.
Could you tell me about that?
Well, that's about all there was to it.
Well, do you know why or where you were, why you were taking them, or what was it like?
We walked the whole distance, 18 miles, to take the prisoners in. I don't know who was with me at that time. And we took the prisoner down and turned them over to the... They're supposed to take them over to the English, and they were supposed to take the prisoners, you know, when they got there with them, why they wouldn't take them. They wanted to take them over to Americans, and found out afterwards that the English was supposed to take care of them prisoners.
Oh. Yeah. How did you think the British treated the prisoners?
How was what?
How did the British treat their prisoners?
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you.
How did you treat them?
Well, you know what that means. You ain't supposed to let them get away from you.
Yeah. Was there much hostile feelings, or was it pretty cool?
Real cold, you know.
Those prisoners that you had to escort, did you have to arrest them yourselves, or had they already been arrested?
What?
When you had to escort those two prisoners?
Did I have what?
You escorted those Bolshevik prisoners we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Did you arrest them or capture them yourself, or were they just turned over to you?
No, I guess not.
Which was it? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. Did you know anything about the political situation in the city of Archangel?
No, not too much, no.
Who seemed to be in control of the government there?
Do what?
Who seemed to be in control of the government?
I don't know.
Did the Russians seem like they were governing themselves, or?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I suppose
they
did.
You think so? Okay. To what extent would you say that the British had extended their influence?
I don't know.
Alrighty. Do you remember anything about the flu epidemic in the city after you arrived?
No.
Okay. Did the Archangel residents seem to treat the Americans different than they did any of the other allies, like the British or the French or some of those?
Well, I guess we were the only ones there in the site.
Well, there were British there, weren't there?
Oh, yeah,
Archangel?
British, yeah. And then we had the British. See, we took their place when we went to Russia. We went to the front lines where they was.
Uh-huh. Did the Russian citizens in Archangel, did they show any hostility towards any of the other allies or towards the Americans or anything?
Well, no, I guess not. Not really, I don't think.
Okay. Do you remember who commanded your outfit, your company?
The manager?
Who commanded it?
No, I don't.
Do you remember Major Young at all?
John J. Baker was our first lieutenant. He had charge of the company most all the time. Well,
oh, yeah? Yeah. How about Major Young? Do you remember him?
The what?
Major Young?
Young, let's see. I don't think so. I remember Major Donahue, though.
Oh.
What do you remember about him?
Well, on the first battle we went into, I was his runner. Took message from him to the front line.
Oh, that'd be some chap. Was he a pretty good commander?
Well, he's all right, yeah. I don't doubt what he was.
Did the men?
I know one time he come back, we had three or four bullet holes through his big coat he was wearing.
Oh, boy.
Did the men seem to like him?
Yeah, I guess they did. Yeah.
Okay.
They claim he always had a canteen of rum on him. That's all I know about that.
I guess they did like him. Do you remember Captain Heil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about him?
Captain Heil, well, he was trained, he went to school to learn to be a captain.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't, I guess he didn't turn out just right, you know, so Lieutenant Baker took his place.
Uh-huh. And was Baker an improvement over Captain Heil?
Yeah, he was a real nice man. He wouldn't send you where he wouldn't go himself.
So he was always at the front lines with you when you had to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a real nice commander. Of course, when he told you to do something, he wanted you to do it.
Okay. Where did you go after you left Archangel?
Come back to France.
I'm sorry. When you first got to Russia after you landed in Archangel.
November 11th.
Yeah, November 11th, your first battle. When was that? Or where was that?
Well, we was on guard duty when we first... first
mm-hmm.
landed there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and after that?
After that we went to the front lines.
Was that near Seletsko?
No.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I don't know.
Is that where you first encountered fighting with the Bolsheviks?
Yeah. With the Bolsheviks, and that was at the Amster River front where we had that battle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We went to Kadesh, Forest Kadesh.
How did the Bolsheviks fight at first, when you first encountered them? Did they seem like they were a well-organized army?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
were they a tough opponent?
Huh?
Were they a tough opponent at first?
Well, I guess I don't know.
Okay. Were their weapons and numbers far superior to yours?
No.
They did not number you much?
I guess not.
Okay. Do you ever remember hearing any false news that the armistice had been signed and it really hadn't? Do you ever remember a time like that?
Mm-hmm.
When and how did you find out that it had been signed?
Well, we was on our way to the front line the 1st, the 11th of November,
mm-hmm.
when Armistice was signed. We was on our way to the front line.
How did you feel about that?
That's very good.
Did you think you might be going home?
Yeah, well, we didn't see why we had to go, you know, when it was all over with. But that was, we sent there as guard supplies, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. About when was it that you found out? Was it, about when was it that you found out? Was it a lot later?
I don't know for sure. It's pretty hard to keep track of the times there, you know, in the woods and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you didn't find out for a little while after,
no,
right?
No.
Okay.
And we started for, where did we start for? We started for someplace in Russia when the first battle, we didn't get there. And one time, they had our supply line cut, so we couldn't get supplies in. And they sent a platoon of men, and I was in that, to find out where they cut the line. We found out where that was. We went back and reported it. And they sent a whole platoon of 60-some men over there to attack them. Drove them out. And then Baker, he didn't know, he wanted to be sure to see what we'd done, you know. And he went back there with us again to see where we'd been.
Oh, wow. What impact did the signing of the armistice have on the troops? What impact did it have on their morale?
I don't know.
The unit as a whole. Well, how did you feel about, you know, not just you, but how did pretty much all the men feel about fighting over there after that?
Well, I guess they didn't like it any too well. Yeah. You know, we couldn't see why we was there.
Uh-huh. Were there any, was the dissent ever really voiced, you know, to being over there?
No, I guess
it was
not.
Just everybody still followed the orders and just grumbled. Okay. Were you adequately supplied as far as getting supplies through most of the time when you were on the front?
Well, our supplies are pretty bad at times.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty, you know, they claim our supplies come in 400 miles with horses and reindeer. That's what they say.
So the supplies came from 400 miles away?
That's what they say. I don't know.
Would that have been an archangel if they came from?
No.
No. Or do you know?
From Archangel?
Huh?
They came from Archangel?
From, no.
Or Bacarisa?
Lapland. Someplace in Lapland.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I think so. I think it was, yeah.
Okay. What was the quality of medical care at the front?
Well, I don't know. I was only once, and when I had a flu.
Yeah.
That's all. The only time I was sick.
But if somebody would get wounded, was there usually a doctor to take care of them?
Yeah, they had doctors, yeah. I don't know how many, but they had more than one or not. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know anything about medicine either?
No.
Okay. Was your clothing adequate?
Yeah.
You were warm most of the time?
We had big goatskin coats. We had good clothes, that's for sure.
Were they well suited to the kind of activities you had to perform?
Yeah, we had plenty of good, not I wouldn't say plenty of good clothes, but then we had, you know, have to keep warm in big goatskin coat. And
okay, how common was frostbite?
Pardon?
How common was frostbite?
I don't know.
Did you ever get it?
No.
Did you have any friends that ever had frostbite at all?
No.
Frozen toes or frozen nose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Would you say there were enough relief troops there?
Well, I don't know, really. That's the amount of troops you mean?
Yeah, like reserves or relief troops. So that you didn't have to keep fighting or defending the sector for a very long time.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or if your ranks got thin. Okay. Where were you housed on the front?
Where was what?
Where were you housed? Where did you sleep?
Well, any place.
In the snow.
You'd generally build a snow house with the pine branches, you know, make a house of pine branches and build a fire in there and sit around the fire. That's a lot of fun. Try it someday.
So it doesn't sound like it was well heated or ventilated at all.
Well, we used to go to work and fall a couple of trees together, you know, and then take pine branches and lay it over them and keep the snow out and then build a fire in there and all huddle around the fire and keep warm.
What about your barracks in Archangel? How was the living conditions there?
What about Archangel?
When you were in Archangel?
Well, it was all right.
You slept in the barracks there?
Yeah, we had very quarters in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have any insect or vermin problems?
No.
No? Okay.
Just rot.
Was that well heated or ventilated at all, your barracks?
No.
When you were in the Seletskoy sector around Kodesh, did you ever stay in a Russian family's home? Out there on the front line somewhere in the villages?
Well, I guess we did. I believe we did in a way.
Do you remember how they reacted to your presence at all?
Mm-hmm.
If they were friendly or and helpful or if they seemed to resent putting you up?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Did you ever witness a forced evacuation of a village? Like if you needed a village for strategic reasons, Like at Kodos, for example, that was a village, and the peasants were driven out so that the troops could overtake it and defend it. Were you ever present when the peasants were driven out of their homes to give them up for the military?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Did you notice any difference between the attitudes of the peasants to the Americans and their attitudes towards the other allies? Did they seem to like any of them better?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Your company, or a part of your company, was at the Battle of Kodesh, or Kadesh? Were you there?
Yeah.
Do you remember much about that?
No, not that's a bad battle. Kadesh, that was.
Kadesh?
Yeah. We went across the rivers in the morning, and we got to Kadesh along something, I think about 5 miles, something like that. Got the Kadesh along after dark.
Was this right after Christmas?
That's the time I met your Donna. He was runner.
Oh, I see. Was this right after Christmas, around December 29th?
I don't know exactly. Pappy was. No, I don't know for sure about the time.
Were you there when the town was burned and you retreated back a little ways?
I must have been. I don't know, though. I know we went into what town we call Kadesh,
mm-hmm.
all log buildings. And I remember when I and another guy, the windows were all broke out, you know. I and another guy was standing there in by the window looking out to see where they was, where the Bolshevik was. And the guy had his arm up against, hand up against the window like that. Somebody shot him right through the wrist.
Oh, how was he taken care of then?
Well, I had a doctor there. I had one doctor I know. I know what to, you know.
Yeah.
They must have somebody to take care of him.
Do you remember anything else about Kadesh?
Well, we was in there for a few days, and the British took over.
Mm-hmm.
And the British, they had that for a day or so. And the Bolsheviki drove them out. And Major Donahue, he got a bunch of men, he drove the Bolsheviki out again.
Were you in that company with Major Donahue when he drove them out?
I wasn't in with that bunch that drove them out for the second time. I wasn't with that. He just picked a bunch of men and machine guns and went after them.
The group that were defeated by the Bolsheviks, were they the Royal Scots? Or the Yorks?
The King's Liverpool and Irish Battalion.
That's right, it was the King's Liverpools. I think they was the Yorks.
And
Dyer's Battalion, yeah. How did the American troops feel towards them after they had defended it and then they were replaced by the British and then the British lost it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't like it very well, I guess.
No. Okay. Where did you go after Kodesh then?
You went back to Archangel again. That was long after Christmas sometime.
And how long did you get to rest in Archangel?
I don't know for sure. I don't know.
Was it just a couple of weeks or so?
Yeah, I suppose. And see, after that we went to another front again.
The railroad front?
Uh-huh.
And that time, did you get to ride down the railroad instead of walking?
I think so.
Do you remember much about the railroad front?
Well, not too much, only that they had big piles of wood in there and used they burned wood in their locomotives at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we used part of the wood building us some shacks to keep out the cold. Just pile up wood and then cover them up with snow. That's where we lived in there.
Do you remember whether or not you were under the command of Major J. Brooks Nichols then?
Guess not.
Okay. Do you think that how did the railroad front compare to Kadesh?
The what?
Did conditions, for example, living conditions and the food and the amount of food, was that better or worse at the railroad front than at Kadesh?
I don't know.
Okay. And then after the railroad front, you were at Bolshe Ozerki?
Let's see. Well, I don't know just how that was now. Anyway, we was on the railroad front.
From January till March.
Yeah. And then, when we went back to Archangel then or not, I don't remember. We went in there. I don't remember just what how that was.
Yeah, I've got the calendar here, the E Company. And then I think it was after the railroad front. From March 3rd to March 24th in Archangel. Mm-hmm. And then you were at the offensive battle of Bolshe Ozerki on the Ozerskaya Onega Road. Mm-hmm. And that was in March. Towards the end of March.
Yeah, I guess probably it was.
But do you remember anything about that battle at all, Bolshe Ozerki?
Well, we were supposed, the infantry was supposed to drive them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the one on the way. And we had this American infantry and a Russian infantry. And as soon as they drawed fire, the Russians quit.
No.
And then Baker said, well, they didn't go to fight for their own country. He says, I ain't going to fight for them. So everybody went to the rear. And they got a bunch of big guns in there, artillery. And they had about 18-20 guns. And they went in blowed up the city where the Bolsheviks was. Then we went in there after the Bolsheviks drove out. They left a lot of ammunition, but they couldn't get take with them. We piled that ammunition up on big piles and touched it off with blows and destroyed it.
Do you know why it was destroyed instead of captured?
Well, they was afraid that they was going to come back, I suppose, and they'd have the ammunition ready to use on us again. So we had destroyed that ammunition. Talk about an explosion, that was it. That's the biggest explosion I ever seen. And then we went back, I guess about that time, I think we started back for Archangel, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the food that you had?
About what?
About the food that you had, was it halfway decent?
Well, nothing to brag of, I guess. I guess they kept them alive.
That was about it, huh?
I guess that's about it.
Do you ever know any cases of malnutrition or food poisoning?
No.
So the food kept the men fairly healthy then?
I know we had anything left, you know. They was always glad to get a hold of it to eat it, you know. With anything left over, most of the time we didn't have enough for ourselves.
Okay. How often did you have an opportunity for bathing or changing clothes at the front?
Well, not very often.
What do you remember about the sanitary conditions at Archangel?
Well, I don't just know what you mean then.
Well, did they have places where you could bathe, and did they have plumbing? And
yeah, they had that. Places in the where you could take a bath, a shower, a hot steam, something that sort.
Okay. Did you have any contact with any of the other battle fronts?
No.
Did you have any idea at all what the other companies were doing?
No, there was, I don't know, must have been about four or five companies in there, and,
mm-hmm.
and but that, but what they were doing, I don't know. I guess some of them got a pretty bad beating at first when they first got there.
Had you heard any news of that while you were there?
That was while we was in Archangel.
Yeah, did you know about
you
that?
You see
then?
Some, when we was in Archangel, our company doing guard duty,
uh-huh.
and some companies went right to the front line off the boat.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they got a pretty bad beating, some of them did in a way.
Did that news reach you when you were in Archangel?
Yeah.
Before you went to the front?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did that affect the morale of your company when they knew that they would be going to the front next?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. The other Allied troops that you served with, like the British and the White Russians, apparently they let you down quite a bit in battle situations. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, the White Russians, I don't know. That's I guess they was all right, but you know, I don't think they would they have a big enough army or not. I don't know.
Did you feel that you could rely on them in a battle situation? Could you trust them to hold their positions?
Yeah, I guess so.
How about at Bolshoi-Zerky, where they wouldn't even fight for their own country?
What?
How about at Bolshoi-Zerky, though, where they wouldn't even fight for their own country?
Well, I guess, I don't know, that a lot of them, I guess, wouldn't fight for their own country. I don't know, just...
How did you feel about fighting for people like that?
Well, we didn't feel too good. Why should we go fight for their country?
Uh-huh.
That's the way we felt about it.
Okay, did you feel that the other allies, like, for example, the British, were bearing their brunt of the war burden?
No, I don't know.
Were they at the front lines often, too? Or was...
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you ever fight with any British?
No.
How about the French?
Well, we had French aviators, about all that I know of.
Uh-huh. And the Canadians?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Canadian artillery?
Remember the French would go over there with a load of bombs, and they come back over the treetops, loop over the treetops. I can remember that.
Okay. Did you ever encounter any Bolshevik propaganda?
Mm-hmm. No.
Never?
No.
Okay. Do you remember when Company E was stationed at Kodesh and George Albers, who was a prisoner of war from Muskegon?
Yeah, I heard about it.
You weren't there at the time when he came out on the bridge?
No, he was in one of the companies and they captured him, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
You didn't see him at all after he was captured?
No, I didn't see him. I don't know the man at all. But anyway, he was captured and we heard about it different time today. At the first prisoner they got, and they marched him up and down the street, you know, and show people what they did.
Did you ever talk to him after he came back to Muskegon?
Huh?
Did you ever talk to him after he came back to Muskegon?
No.
Okay. What were you told happened to Americans or allies who were taken as Bolshevik prisoners?
How many?
What were you told happened to those prisoners? Did they tell you?
I don't know. I don't know what they did with them. I couldn't tell you.
Were you ever present when the Bolsheviks would send their orators out on the bridge, and they would stand on the bridge and speak and tell the Americans not to fight them? They did that on the bridge across the Emster River.
Yeah.
Near where your company was stationed. And I think that a lot of the men thought that they might have been Americans because they were speaking in English and talking to the troops. Do you remember anything like that ever happening?
No.
Okay.
Did you ever witness any atrocities by either the Bolsheviks or the Americans?
Did they what?
Or the Allies. Did you ever witness any atrocities by either the Bolsheviks or the Allies?
No.
Did you ever receive any letters from home mentioning news reports of the expedition?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Was your mail ever censored?
Hmm?
Was your mail censored?
I guess it was. They say it was. I don't know.
Did you ever get letters from him?
Once in a while I would.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever cross anything out that he wrote?
I think they were censored, too.
Mm-hmm. They claimed it was.
Mm-hmm. It would have been stamped on the envelope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the letters that you received? Were they censored also?
I couldn't say. I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever see a copy of the American Sentinel while you were in Archangel?
What's that?
The American Sentinel? The
no,
paper
okay.
there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any dealings with the Red Cross?
Well, not too much, I guess. They had cigarettes, you know, and stuff like that. That's about all.
How about the YMCA?
Well, they had a YMCA, such as it was.
Do you ever go?
No. No. Didn't get to see much of that, though.
Okay. How about the Salvation Army?
Well, I guess they was all right.
Were they there? At the
I don't know if the Salvation Army was in there or not. No, I wouldn't say. I don't know.
Okay. How much did you know about the purpose of the mission when you were over there?
What would that be?
When you were over there fighting the Bolsheviks, what did you think that you were doing there? Why did you think the American troops were sent to North Russia?
Well, they've had the Americans had that ammunition and guns over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bolsheviks had kept our guns and ammunition. They're using our ammunition on us.
Well, when you got there and your ammunition was gone, did you think your purpose then was to go capture it back, or did you think that there wasn't a reason anymore for being there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, really.
Okay. What did you think when you were sent out to fight the Bolsheviks? You said before that you didn't really know anything about them.
Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Why did you think they were your enemy?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
You were just told to fight them and then you had to do it?
Yeah. See, we were sent to guard the supplies, I guess, and that was... And they had it all. Near as I know.
Did the British direction of the expedition affect the morale of the troops?
Well, they didn't see too much of the British, you know. They just said once or twice as I've seen them, that's about all.
Your orders came from the British, right?
Hmm?
Did you know where your orders came from?
No.
Okay. But the British were in charge of the expedition.
I suppose. I don't know.
Okay. Looking back, what is your understanding about the purpose of the expedition?
Well, I don't know. Really, I don't.
How did you feel about interfering in Russia's internal affairs?
Probably not very good.
Would you say that America's involvement was justified?
No, I don't know that either.
Okay. When did you first discover that the American troops were leaving?
America done what?
When did you first find out that you were going home?
Well, I don't know exactly, but... we come from the front line to Bakarits, I guess. And there's where we got ready to go back.
And that would have been around the end of May, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
And you left real soon after that?
Well, all right, I guess.
Okay. Being resolved.
What?
The campaign, the expedition, that it wasn't resolved when the men pulled out. You were fighting the Bolsheviks, and the Bolsheviks didn't beat you, but you didn't beat the Bolsheviks, you just left. How did you feel about that?
Well, I don't know just exactly. I don't know.
Okay. When you got home, what kind of a reception did you have when you came back?
When, on my way back?
When you came back.
Well, that's when we left Russia, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
When you came back to the United States.
Well, I know we had two icebreakers go ahead and break the ice in the White Sea, so we get out of there. That was the 3rd and 4th day of June. Yeah, 3rd and 4th day of June. Had two icebreakers go ahead of us and break the ice in the White Sea to get out.
Wow.
Then we went to France. Then we got rid of all of our clothes, heavy clothes. We had all our heavy, heavy clothes yet. Got rid of them and our guns and ready to get out of there.
And then when you came home, what kind of reaction would you get when you would say to people, oh, I was in Russia? Say you were talking to a friend that you met on the street, and he said, you know, where have you been? And you would say, oh, I was in Russia.
Yeah.
And what would he say?
Yeah, what'd you do there?
Really? They usually...
That's about it.
They hadn't been aware of what you had been doing?
No. Well, a lot of them didn't like the country, that's for sure.
Or the people that you talked to when you came home?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure your family knew what you were doing over there, but just acquaintances or anybody you would talk to. Did you find that most people didn't know about it, or that most people had heard of it?
Well, I don't know, really. Now, lots of them, you know, they say the Russians sent IRF was a lost battalion, you know. They said, got over, and then they didn't know where they was for a while. But I don't see why that should happen, though.
Hmm.
But they claim there was a lost, that 339 was a lost battalion. But whether it was or not, I don't know.
Okay. Would you say your experience in North Russia affected you in any way?
Do what?
Did your experience over in Russia affect you in any way?
No.
It didn't change you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about? Any memories that you have?
Well, I
at
guess
all?
That's about all.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Is that all of it?
Yeah.
Well, here's something I wanted you to tell the girls about. When you were talking about the trains, the train ride, about riding in those in those cattle cars, standing up,
oh,
in them dirty old cars.
Yeah, that's when we went to the front line the first time.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah.
And then I got down here, the icebreakers, that awful ice, took two icebreakers to
oh, yeah,
get them out
that.
Of there.
They got that.
Okay, yeah, I was in June too.
But I guess their conditions were bad over there, by what he says.
Yeah.
Yep.